Hey everybody, it's just Katie here. I just wanted to pop in a quick note before we start the recap for this week. Kimberly's microphone, you might notice in this episode, is a little bit in and out. For about the first 5 minutes, she's going to sound kind of far away, and then at a few points later on, she's also going to sound a little far away. We're going to work it out, and we apologize for all the technical difficulties, but we really appreciate you listening to us. And if this is your first time listening, I might want to suggest you start with another episode where our sound is perfection. We'll be back on track for next week and we'll have all of Kimberly's microphone issues sorted out, I promise. So without further ado, here's a date with Dateline.
Hi everybody, this is Kimberly.
And this is Katie.
And you're listening to A Date with Dateline. This episode is called A Tangled Web. No, just Tangled Web? A Tangled... Griff is barking.
Do you want to keep saying A Tangled Web?
Is it A Tangled Web or just Tangled Web?
It's Tangled Web, but you want to say A Tangled Web because of, oh, what a tangled web we weave.
Right.
I also referred to it as A Tangled Web, but it's not. It's just straight up Tangled Web.
Why must you cause so many problems, Dateline, with your titles? This episode originally aired in 2016, February 5th, 2016. It was season 24, episode 22, and it's hosted by Andrea Canning. We love Andrea Canning, and we'll get more to her later.
Yes, we do.
Finding a new nickname for her. I kind of crowdsourced Twitter to find exciting nicknames for fans of the various hosts, and we were on to Andrea this week, so it's
That's perfect. That's great. Yeah. Oh, perfect. Did white jeans come into it? Did white jeans play a part?
Yeah, I just talked to someone about her white jeans, actually. They said... Okay. I love when she wears her white jeans. And I said, to me, it's like her superhero uniform. Don't you feel like she puts on those white pants and she gets down to business?
Yeah, because it's always on location that she's shown in the white jeans, which are like historically difficult to wear. I have to emphasize this again. White jeans are not everyone's friend. They're just
It's not like she's walking through a mud patch, but she's in Florida. It's very sweaty. She might be riding around in a cop car. She's interviewing various nefarious people that could just brush by her and get some of their grossness on her white pants.
I'm picturing just a stray dog running through the street.
It's
just
Florida.
With reckless abandon. Does that happen? There's just stray.
I think there's just stray everything, like people. There's a lot of stray people in Florida. This episode took place in Sarasota, Florida. I don't really know anything about Sarasota.
Sarasota, where the strays go.
Yeah.
Stray-a-soda.
Oh my God. It was in 2012. Summer, secrets, lies, and infidelity led to murder. It is about firefighter Sam and his wife Danielle. It's about them. But then it's about other people too. This really was a tangled web.
Is firefighter Sam a cartoon character? Is that a beloved children's thing? Is there a popular, like Bob the Builder, is there a firefighter Sam that's an equivalent?
Yeah, it's his partner. Bob builds things and then Sam, the firefighter, comes and keeps it safe and installs the sprinkler system.
For real?
No, I just made that up. I don't know. I don't know Bob the Builder.
Boy, I'm on it today. I totally believed you.
I was convincing.
But then you caught me with the sprinkler system. I was like, that's awfully specific for a children's show.
It's about safety. Safety first.
It's a problem. Okay, go ahead.
Firefighter Sam is married to Danielle, who is in marketing or something, retail.
Marketing for a hospital. Regional marketing director.
There you go.
Yeah.
They traveled. They worked hard. They didn't have kids. They kind of are raising his great niece or something. I didn't really understand that.
She was in college. How they're not raising her, but she's still, he was a dad advice. To me. Again, this was a 2-hour episode thing. If it had been a 2-hour episode, we would have understood why Aubrey, the great niece, was in the picture. But instead, we don't know. Yeah.
So she's there for no purpose whatsoever.
Yeah.
We're at this condo, this nice, exclusive, gated community. And this nurse, she was on the ball. She heard 4 gunshots.
Trish.
And she found this guy, Trish.
Her name was
she
Trish.
She did not look like a Trish, by the way.
No, she didn't. No.
No. She looked like a Pam.
Or a Martha?
Yeah, Martha. So she found this guy that was shot 4 times. Turns out it's Sam, the firefighter. He is alive. He's at the hospital. Turns out he's having an affair with Martha/Pam's neighbor, Diane. So right away, Sam and Diane It took me a minute.
It took me till about 20 minutes in until Andrea had to say it. Andrea said Sam and Diane, and I went, I did the little back button, and I was like, Sam and Diane? I also kept thinking that Diane's name was Michelle. So I was, I think from last week, it was
we've had a lot of Michelles in a row.
It was leftover. Yeah. It was too much. So Diane McKnight is who he's having the affair with, and she lives upstairs from Trish, who originally heard the gunshots.
Yeah, but forget about Trish. We don't need to talk about Trish anymore. Don't confuse them. Sam and Diane are like Cheers if you're really young. That was, they were a big are they, will they, or won't they couple on TV.
The biggest for decades.
Yeah. For sure. Well, not decades, but yeah, for sure. Like the whole
decade? 80s. Yeah, okay.
They were big, but we're old, so maybe not all our listeners know. But a lot of people on Twitter knew. They put a lot of GIFs up of Cheers. Okay, so Sam is having an affair with Diane, but he's married to Danielle. So Diane, the mistress, who is also married, by the way, says that he is the most thoughtful person. I love when they say that about the person that's having an affair on their wife, that he is the most thoughtful person. Just not in like to his wife, maybe. He's the most thoughtful person to you at this moment. So Diane is going to break up with her husband. She doesn't tell him about the affair, which could have been who killed him. That would be my first guess right away. It's always the mistress's husband, right? But she didn't tell him.
They hadn't been having an affair for that long. So he'd been married to Danielle for how many years?
13. Like 12 years? 13 or something, okay. Yeah. And he had been cheating with Diane for about 3 months only.
So like not
but
very long, but
they had been discussing marriage. Because apparently they take marriage really seriously. Marriage means a lot to them. It's really important to them to have that piece of paper signed. It really means something to them. That's their deal. So no judgment. Andrea, but this is where Andrea tries to show no judgment but cannot. Because, you know, Andrea is a married lady and does not like those kind of cheating affairs. So she kind of, she slides in a little judgy. What's weird is Diane has had some weird stuff go on at this apartment. She let in a plumber a little while ago, like a couple weeks ago, and he was kind of weird. And then she called her landlord and they said, "We never sent a plumber to your house." That's
creepy.
Really creepy. Then later she saw him standing outside and staring at the building. And Andrea gets chills when she hears that. She says, "I just got chills." Now, she is wearing a sleeveless top with her totally perfect arms showing. But maybe she got cold and it wasn't chills from the story. Then Diane sees the same dude right after Sam gets shot. And you can even hear her on the 911 call saying, "What are you doing here?" But it's weird because it's very cash. It's kind of like, like if you showed up at my apartment, I'd be like, "What are you doing here?"
It really, and especially you'd expect her to be way more panicked because her lover is there on the bleeding on the stairs or whatever.
She's kind of like, he got shot. What are you doing here? It's very strange.
But is that she seems like a very pleasant person and she probably had some sort of light conversation with him when he pretended to be the plumber.
Right.
And so she's kind of a little more, she's not nervous about it. She's more like, she's just curious.
Yeah. And you're right. She's personable. I bet she was nice to him. So she describes him to the police, but the police already know who it is. It matches perfectly the guy who confessed to the cops at the scene. And this man is not Michael Myers, but it's something extremely close to Michael Myers.
It's Michael Miner.
Miner. Okay.
That's why it's so funny, because we find out very quickly what about him.
That he has dreads?
That he's 13 years younger than Danielle?
Oh, yeah. That's...
He's technically a minor. Oh, that's what I'm calling.
Oh, so that's okay. That's funny. So he has those little short little dreads from the 90s with his hair parted in the middle. Just, it's really distracting. It's really hard to take him seriously. It's the worst.
It's terrible. It's so dorky. It's the dorkiest.
It is. And in the picture they take of him, it seems not, it's like a mugshot. It's like they took it at the scene of the crime. He's crying with snot running down his nose, and his hair is like that. It's just really sad. He looks very just young and doesn't know what he did, but looks way too old to have that haircut. It's like a 12-year-old boy haircut. It's just really...
It's unfortunate. It's, the whole thing's a mess.
He looks like a teen that was bullied into doing something. which he kind of was.
Who's really into heavy metal? And also, who, I mean, come on, who has an affair with that?
That we'll get to that. So,
okay, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's a huge question. So he says to the cops right away, it's an accident, but he shot him 4 times, and one of them was to the back of Sam's head. So that's odd. Turns out this guy, Michael Myers, is having an affair with Sam's wife, Danielle. So not just Sam was having an affair of 3 months, Sam's wife, Danielle, has been having an affair for 4 years with this guy, Michael Myers, who is 13 years younger than him. And where did they meet, Katie?
Ashley Madison.
This is why it's so important what you brought up is why she had an affair with him. There's ostensibly hundreds, maybe thousands of people on Ashley Madison looking to have an affair. And
tens of thousands of people on Ashley Madison.
And she chose this guy?
She chose dorky haircut. Is it just the age thing? Maybe he's like got a hot butt. But again, she's married to a fireman, which is basically the brass ring. I mean, even Andrea at that one part of the interview is like, he's a fireman. And she gets all giggly and kind of flushed.
Well, because Andrea's married to like a Navy man, I think. So she likes a man in uniform.
You associate fireman with hot guys.
Sam
right?
was adorable, but he was a little chubby. Not that I don't not like
he had
that.
A dad bod.
I thought it was cute.
He had a dad bod.
Yeah. But
and dad bod
kids.
Then right now. He had an uncle bod.
Yeah, he had there an uncle go. Bod, and he was not quite as ripped as a fireman, but he was adorable, I thought. Good, totally cute dude, right?
Totally like, cute. Just looking at him only from the pictures, you got a good feeling from
Sam. But Michelle, that's not
Danielle.
Her name. Danielle.
I wrote Michelle 6 times in this for both Diane
and Danielle.
Danielle. I just wrote Michelle, Michelle over and over in my notes.
Danielle chooses not her fireman husband, but she for 4 years has been sleeping with this 13-year younger, but not in a hot way, like in a dorky, teenage, gawky, short little dreadlock, dopey hair.
Yeah, with maybe like, big white tennis shoes that are almost too big, you know, with the tongues out. You know what I'm talking about? He's like that
kid. He looks
like
he's 15, but his face looked like he was 30, trying to be 15.
Yeah,
I feel
something.
Like he like dressed like he was 15. I think she wanted someone easily manipulative, and that's what he was.
So if you're looking for a visual representation of the word immature, that's what this kid looks like.
Yeah, plus he's crying in his mugshot with snot running down his face.
Yeah, that's really gross.
That
wipe your nose, dude.
Doesn't help.
Be a man. Well, that's the thing. He's not a man. She chose to go and date a kid.
Yeah, but again, now this is Florida. And people act insane in Florida. I don't know if it's the heat or the bugs. It's like people go nuts there. So Michael says that he wanted to tell Sam about the affair. After 4 years, he now wants to tell him about the affair. So he says he goes to where Diane lives to confront Sam. He brought his gun, though. That's weird. Then he says Sam kind of retreats and starts to go up the stairs because he saw the gun and was scared. And he followed him, like chased him because he's trying to tell him about the affair. And then Sam turns around and then he shoots him because he feels threatened because the guy he was chasing turned around. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. And then shot him accidentally 4 times, once in the back of the head. So, again, the Florida heat. I'm just going to keep
blaming
it on the heat. Yeah,
the whole story is bananas. Yeah.
Yeah. So at the hospital, Danielle tells the cops about the affair and said she knew that Sam was having one. But she is, again, one of those people, when told shocking information, reacts as if they are, you know, someone just offered them a piece of pie and they weren't interested. Yeah. They say, Michael shot Sam. And she says, really? They say,
oh my gosh.
So we have him in custody. And she says, do you? That's all. And they think that's just really weird. Her reactions just are just extremely weird.
Xanax is a hell of a drug.
Yeah. So Danielle is now forced to confess to Sam's sister, Cindy, who I think we can agree is in love with her brother, Sam.
No, she said that she treated him like a son. I think he's a lot younger than her, so I think maybe she had to take care of him.
They have you a, think she's way too attached to him.
I loved Cindy. Don't be besmirching Cindy. Cindy was,
I was okay with Cindy, but then people started to point out on Twitter that they didn't like her, and I'm easily shifted. I go whichever way the wind blows, and yeah, she was kind of annoying.
We can argue about this, because I was a Cindy fan.
I was okay with Cindy towards most of the episode.
Okay, good. Yeah.
So Danielle at the hospital confesses to her sister-in-law, Cindy, I need to tell you something. I have been having an affair on your brother for 4 years, and my lover has shot your brother. And according to Cindy, the hairs on the back of her neck stood up. Chills, hairs on the back of my neck. There's a lot of visceral reactions going on in this episode. Sad part is Sam dies. They take him off life support, and he dies. And yet they have a big funeral for him. All the firefighters in town come. It's a really big deal. Now, the family is furious at Danielle at the wedding. They can't talk to her. The funeral. At the funeral. Sorry. 4 weddings and a funeral. So they won't talk to her. They're furious at her because it was her lover and she was having an affair. But they embrace Diane, the girlfriend, and let her sit with them. And they say she's a really nice girl. And that she seemed to make Sam happy. So they were okay with it, which is kind of weird, right? And even Andrea is like, it kind of seems like you're judging Danielle for having this affair, but Sam had an affair too, and you're kind of welcoming Diane into the family, and that seems kind of hypocritical. And Cindy tries to kind of justify the affair and is like, well, there's a difference between 4 years and 3 months. And also, she was on Ashley Madison looking to have an affair, and he was just in a bar talking to someone.
I agree with her. I totally agree with her. There's a big difference between those two things.
There are, but the end result is the same.
Well, yes, the end result is murder, I guess.
the result is you're... PP is in somebody else, whether you were actively looking for it or not.
You are committing adultery. Yes. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Like, that is okay. Yeah.
You're bumping uglies with somebody else, whether or at a bar.
Still a big difference.
Okay. I'm sure he didn't say hi to her thinking he was going to start an affair with her, but he did start talking to her at the bar, and then they did have an affair.
But I think also their marriage was pretty much over by the time that he met this girl at the bar and started talking. It's not, I think that Diane's marriage was not over. It sounded like the conversation that Diane had to have with her husband was kind of terrible and sad. But I think that Danielle and he had been going, and Sam, or yeah, Danielle and Sam had been going downhill for so long that this was inevitable.
Right.
But but that's what makes it so weird later. The stuff that Danielle does that you're going to get to.
Okay. There's a lot of hypocrisy going on, I think.
A lot.
Kind of everyone. So the cops discover that Danielle, this is what you're talking about, Danielle became, even though she had been having an affair for 4 months, become so overwhelmed with jealousy.
4 years.
Become so overwhelmed with jealousy and rage that her husband is having an affair. How dare he cheat on me? I'm the one that's cheating on him. So she starts to stalk Sam and Diane, basically, with her little boyfriend, her little boy toy, Michael Myers, in tow. And they put a tracking device on their cars. They take surveillance photos of them. Michael even breaks into Diane's apartment and is videotaping the whole thing. He's like, I'm in the belly of the beast. And he's going through like jewelry. But I immediately got really sweaty and panicky thinking about what if someone broke into my house and how embarrassing it would be. It's never in a clean enough state for a stalker to come break in. I need to clean it up if I'm going to have a stalker. Well, it would turn them off right away. If it was ever like a stalker that was interested in me, they would just run. They'd be like, there's piles of laundry and just tchotchkes and crap everywhere.
It's more scary because you might not know they had been there.
Because it's so messy.
They would maybe take things and you may not know they were missing right away.
Well, I have approximately 27 things of Harry Potter memorabilia. So if one went missing, I might not notice. I don't count them every day. I should.
I was thinking more like they'd go for your shoes or like your underoos. I don't think they'd go straight for the Harry Potter. I think it's sweet that you would think that they'd go for the Harry Potter memorabilia, but I don't think
that's
that.
That's a way to get me. That's my underwear is like not attractive at all.
Stalkers do. And or they go for like the half used shoes. Or the hairbrush. They want your hairbrush.
So they can knit things out of my hair?
Sure.
Or like smell
make
it.
Make a locket or do spells. God. I don't know. Maybe it's like a warlock.
I'm fine
stalker.
If they come in and take the hair out of my hairbrush because it's cleaning it out for me. So that's saving me a step. No?
Stalking Kimberly 101 on this podcast. Don't do it.
But really, like, my sink is so filthy right now, I would never want a stalker to... Just please wait until I wipe down my sink. Thank you.
Or at least have the decency to wipe it down for me.
Sure.
And maybe do some light vacuuming while you're there. Maybe just run a damp dishcloth over a couple of the counters, and then we're good. All right, cool.
Oh, if you really want to win my heart, Swiffer. That's what you need to do. So... They have been spying totally on Diane and Sam and texting back and forth about killing them. But it's all in kind of a jokey way. He's like, I want to blow up Sam's head off and put two in Diane just because. And she's like, no, you won't do that because that's not legal. What? And then she says she wants to introduce them to Daisy, her gun. Because her gun is named Daisy. Who is it named after? Is it Daisy Duke? Or like...
It's gotta be, right?
Daisy Duck?
It's not Daisy Duck. I couldn't think of any daisies, so you got two further than me.
That's what I thought. Or just the flower. That's
I don't know.
So she says, I want to introduce him to Daisy. And he says, we could do it together, like as a date. Because he's kind of like a puppy dog who's really manipulated by her and just...
Is he slow, though? No,
I think
is he slow?
He definitely might be mentally... Not all there, yeah. He's like a teenager who smoked too much pot or something.
I think he may be just low IQ.
Yeah, Okay, so he's like Stephen Avery.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. So she says at one point in the text, this is Danielle, she says, revenge will be mine.
Whatever.
Okay. She's like, she's in a Shakespeare. She's just, I can't. So
Tangled web.
Tangled web. So she poisoned Michael's mind. And she also said that Sam was abusing her, which is what they always say when they're trying to get their lover to commit a crime for them. They always say they were abused. And there's no evidence that Sam was abusive. So Danielle even shows up at a date between Sam and Diane and says to Diane, I'm the soon-to-be ex. You must be the next. So between that and the revenge will be mine, Danielle thinks she's way too clever. She thinks she is so clever with words.
She thinks she's like in a made-for-TV movie already. Yeah.
She's in a Lifetime movie, for sure.
Yeah,
this is how
of her
people
own.
Talk. Yes. So Danielle admits to all the spying. She right away admits to the GPS trackers in the car, but she says it was just for the divorce proceedings. She says she told her lawyer, I have all this information on him, and the lawyer said, oh, that's great, you're good. And the texts were just joking around and all in fun. And... the sister, Cindy, doesn't believe it at all that it was just for fun. And now she has chills. So now I'm starting to think that the room, the AC is just on way too high.
Yeah.
Because it's Florida. They just overcorrected with the AC. And now poor Andrea and Cindy are freezing their butts off in the interview room. Mm-hmm. Now, there's $1 million in life support, which there always is.
Ding, not ding, in ding. Life support.
Life insurance. Sorry. So life insurance. And when we do our bingo cards next week, for sure that there will be life insurance on the bingo cards because it has to be.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So Michael says that he acted alone. He is ride or die for Danielle. He will not admit for one second that precious Danielle had anything to do with this. It was all his idea in his little pea brain. He came up with it all himself, and he went there and then shot him by accident 4 times. And the prosecutor, they don't believe him. They want to get Danielle, but he will not give it up. He pleads guilty, and they make him shave his head in prison. And it is I think prison is ultimately the best place for him. He gets away from Danielle and her toxic mind, And he got rid of that hairstyle.
And he got a decent haircut.
Win.
He looks so much better.
I think he also would have been hugely mocked and bullied in prison if he had kept that hairstyle. So here's the thing. They've been trying to get Danielle. They can't get Danielle. But then they go back to the tape of him, Michael, in Diane's apartment filming and taking some of her jewelry. And they think, well, they do feel like they have proof that Danielle was behind the break-in. So they charge her with robbery and she gets 4 years for that. And she prances into the jail with the dirtiest hair I've ever seen. She like has dreads now. Like maybe she missed Michael's dreads. So now she has the dreads of the unwashed. And she's grinning in that weird, like someone put a gif of Casey Anthony when she would laugh at things in prison. It totally inopportune moments. Why do you look so happy? No.
Xanax.
Yeah, she can't get that in prison. Yeah, she probably could.
Yeah, she can.
She can. Yeah.
So how many years did he get?
He got, I don't actually know how many years he got.
I think he got 30 years is
that
what I.
That's right. Yeah.
Is what she, I remember.
Yeah,
I didn't write it
and
down.
She only got four.
For but the death of someone.
I know.
Ugh. But okay, go ahead. Sorry.
But here's where you, in case you were not quite sure if Danielle was the crappiest person ever alive, maybe you were giving her the benefit of the doubt. We find out that at the time of her sentencing, she had moved on to a new boyfriend who was a firefighter in Sam's unit.
Wow.
So she is just one of those siren black widow type women who just move from man to man and somehow have this power over them. And the sister is like, watch out to that fireman, because the last two lovers she's had, one is dead and one is in jail, you know. And
she's
I don't
a garbage person. She's a yeah. garbage person.
Yeah. Andrea closes out the episode by throwing a final bit of shade to Diane, who she's been pretty respectful of, but she says, do you ever feel like you were being punished for having an affair? I mean, it's only Andrea can get away with that and still seem so nice.
It's true. It's true.
And Diane, I don't even know if she can even, she doesn't regret meeting Sam and having the affair because she loves him. And also, he was the one. Bear in mind, they were dating for 3 months and she was already married, yep. But Sam was the one. So it's pretty easy to say someone was the one when they're dead, because then you never had to deal with all of their gross toothpaste and their leaving socks on the floor.
Exactly.
You just had the glorious first 3 months. Yeah, they totally were the one. I didn't notice that they cracked their knuckles all the time or wanted me to shave their back hair or something.
Yeah.
So did I miss anything in this recap?
No, that was a pretty accurate recap. Did you have any guaca moments that you wanted to discuss outside of the recap?
I did notice a lot. Again, I always comment on the B-roll footage, but it seemed very, you know, like a Folgers commercial. We had Cindy, Sam's sister, 8,000 times we saw her looking out the window drinking her coffee.
Yeah, there was a lot of
okay,
that.
Okay,
yeah.
And then Sam's great niece, Aubrey, she likes to walk on the beach. They just film her walking. She would just walk. And then Diane likes to have people film her while she's pouring her espresso. And I was thinking, what would be my thing? They've had to film me doing something. It would literally be cross-stitching, which would be so boring. Or it would be just flipping channels on the remote.
It would not be that, but it would be you cross-stitching and then sort of looking away and looking up and looking really pensive.
Someone was murdered. Katie, my best friend, was murdered. Back to my cross-stitch. No, I'm going to think for another second. Yeah, I'm glad her husband didn't get away with it. Okay, back to my cross-stitch.
And then at the very end, they pan into the cross-stitch.
It says R.I.P. Katie.
I was going to say it said BFF.
A lot of times the B-roll is people going through photo albums, and then they finally zoom in, and it's like the worst picture ever that they've been apparently staring at for the past half an hour, because we just keep seeing them flipping the same page of the photo album. What would yours be going into 7-Eleven? The thrift store shopping. You'd be walking through a thrift store.
Yeah, or like...
But I don't know if they want to film in a thrift store. There'd be like crazy people that would just jump out and be like, hey, what are you filming?
I think it would be me with ice. Just a cup of ice, just scooping it into my mouth like a dirty animal with my dirty hands scooping into the cup like this.
And the music is like, she still grieves. Katie still grieves the loss of her friend.
So sad. Oh, jeez.
As she enjoys the ice that they used to enjoy together.
Oh, God.
But so it really felt very Folgers commercial to me.
Yeah.
But I enjoy it because I want to picture what the producer is saying to the person who's not an actor.
Yeah.
They are themselves, but they're trying to look natural doing household chores. Never has them, like, washing dishes, though, as much as I... gross things like grouting the toilet. It's always
grouting more... the toilet.
I don't think you actually grout a toilet. I think I meant
no
cleaning.
But it's funny, but I think, but you mean like with the brush.
Yeah, you never like see that as yeah. their like b-roll, whatever they're doing around
no,
their house, making their bed,
making the,
taking
yeah,
the
never...
trash out. It's never yeah, that.
It's
dunking a tea bag into yeah. a thing of tea with lemon.
But that's more calming than watching someone load the dishwasher. Like yeah. someone starts loading the dishwasher and then like somebody at home is like, oh, crap, I gotta
do the dishwasher. Oh, freaking,
go, yeah. Exactly.
My trash so can's overflowing.
Yeah, I need to do my trash.
Yeah.
Anything else besides the B-roll?
No, that was pretty much it.
That was it? Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did she get the life insurance? Did we ever
yes.
find out?
So the sister sued Danielle. I want to make sure I get the names right. Cindy mm-hmm. sued Danielle for the life insurance.
Really?
Because she didn't think she should get it. But Danielle had never been officially charged with having anything to do with his murder. They ended up coming up with an undisclosed settlement. So they split it in some capacity. We just don't know what. So the sister did get some and the wife got some.
That's a bunch of BS. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
But they had nothing to charge her for. Yeah. But we all know she had something to do with it. For sure. He didn't come up with this plan on his own. He's a dum-dum. That's what killed a lot of people on Twitter, is it was circumstantial, but there was a lot of circumstances. There was a
And we've seen less.
We've seen
less. In the past couple weeks.
Yes.
Less. And they've gone to trial and gotten a conviction.
Yes.
So I am not sure what...
Yes. Even if she still claims she was joking on the texts, maybe he took it in a way that wasn't joking. That would still get her in trouble because she
yeah.
put the idea and pushed him on it. No.
I have outside information. Do you want to do it now or do you want to do it?
Sure. Bring it on.
All right. There's only a couple of things. The two things that I found the most interesting were that when Michael went to confront Sam, he attacked him in his car. I read it in a couple of different places. He went, and that's why, because I couldn't figure out why Sam, a fireman, would back up if he saw, like, what the altercation was like when Michael came at him. So I think what happened is Sam was sitting in his car, like, getting ready to leave or go into Diane's or something in that complex. And also, how did Michael keep getting into the complex? Because it was a gated apartment complex that Diane lived in. That was confusing to me,
Michael's
too.
Michael's the just definition dressed like a... of scrappy.
Yeah. And so I guess he went up to Sam in the car, and I don't know if he got in the car with Sam and then maybe showed him the weapon in his belt or showed him the gun on his person, and then Sam got out of the car and started running up the stairs or something. I don't know. I just thought that was weird. But I wish Dateline had talked about what happened.
Sam knew about the affair.
Yeah.
Because they had gone up, or at least Danielle had gone up to him on a date. But did he know who Michael was by sight?
Well, and a lot of the stuff that I read said that they were estranged. So I don't know if they were actually even living in the same place when all this went down. So this affair that he was having for the 3 months, I think Dateline may have portrayed it like it was a real affair. And technically it's an affair because they're technically still married. But I don't think in Sam and Danielle's situation that they were together.
Mm.
I really don't. That's the feeling that I got from what I read, that they were already estranged. So also, I don't know why Danielle freaked out and did all this stalking.
Right.
Man, she's a selfish. Anyways.
I don't want him, but no one else can have him.
Yeah, no, exactly. She's that, she's a terrible person. So the other two things I found out about Michael were that, I don't know if this is true or not, but apparently he was also soliciting men on a dating website.
What?
During the 4 years. Yeah.
What?
Yes. So Danielle's defense attorney was like, there's a lot you don't know about Michael Miner. Because Michael, part of his deal for his 30 years or whatever he got in prison when he pled guilty was that he had to testify against Danielle in her burglary trial. He had to. So they were trying to discredit him like crazy. The defense attorney was in that case. And so he said that Michael was also soliciting men on the dating website. Also, Michael also was married. Which they don't talk about.
He was married too?
When he went on Ashley Madison, he was also married. And his wife had no idea about any of this. No idea about any of it.
Oh my God. So she's not the brightest crayon in the box. A, she's married to Michael.
Right.
B, she doesn't realize he's having an affair for 4 years.
Right. And it's like going out and doing these creepy surveillance things for his lover.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah.
He was out on a plumbing job.
Anyways, I thought both of those things were real good.
Wow. And he was soliciting men.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Okay.
And that I guess his original story also changed.
See, that's why we need a 2 hour for things like this.
Yeah, I know. It's really good stuff. I was upset to find, and then I couldn't find any other information about it. It was just the one article with the defense attorney. There wasn't enough information.
Saying that he went for men.
Yeah, Google was not helping me. Anyways, did you have any MVP or losers for this episode?
Well, Andrea was an MVP, I thought.
Always.
She looked gorgeous. I felt like I was first really liking the sister, so I was like thinking I was going to make her my MVP, but then Twitter really swayed me out of it. They just felt like there was a lot of double standards going on there in her thoughts about affairs. And letting go of what her brother did, but totally blaming Danielle.
I think it's Dateline's fault. I think they were separated.
Well, but Diane wasn't from her husband.
No, she was not.
I would say my loser just in general is anyone named Ashley Madison. It's a normal, lovely name, and it's ruined literally forever.
Oh, yeah. You have to change your name.
You have to change your name. Yeah. So I'm really sorry that that website ruined your name. Who did you like?
My MVP was Cindy. Even though I know I'm curious to see what Twitter says. And my loser was Michael Miner's wife, who is unnamed.
Poor Michael.
Who's just...
No, I think she's a winner for not showing up in the episode.
I guess. Oh, yeah. She didn't get off
easy.
It's
the same as Diane's husband.
Yeah.
He did not have to be part of this crap show that was Sarasota, Florida's Dateline.
Did you have any quotes that you loved?
No, I did enjoy when they took Andrea to the apartment complex and made her stand in what was probably the hottest swamp-ass Florida stairwell that has ever been. Because I've been to Florida and then she can't even, and she's in her white pants, and they make her stand there just so she can see where the guy was staring from. And the river, the lake, there was a lake. It was very, dirty looking.
I think it was swampy. An inlet to the ocean. I think Sarasota's on the coast. I could be wrong. But, yeah, I think it was literally where the drainage water runs through.
It looks like it smelled, kind of, right?
Yeah, it could a little in the heat. There could be a smell.
I'm amazed
that you didn't say anything about Andrea saying pirate booty.
I did like that.
During the proposal story. I thought that was pretty. She was excited.
So Sam proposed to Danielle having this sand sculpture made with the chest, right? And then inside.
Paid someone to make it.
Yeah.
It wasn't that good, though.
Sand sculpt. I could have done it, and I'm not good at that. I don't even like sand because it's dirty and I never get rid of it. So, like, I have not spent a lot of time making sand sculptures, but I feel like I could do it. But I think he paid someone a few $100s. Because sand sculptors that are really good are artistes and make incredible things. This was just two hearts and like their names were in it. But I could have done that with a stick. But then Andrea goes, oh, he's so romantic. And the sister, Cindy, this is where I got kind of, is she kind of blushed and looked down like she was coquettish. She's like, hey, yeah, he was romantic. And I thought, they're too close.
What are you talking about? I have to go back and look at all this because I didn't catch any of that. This sounds baloney.
She was too fond of her brother. Okay. Too fond of her brother. And now she keeps his uniform by her for comfort. And I think she sleeps in it.
She doesn't sleep in it. It's set up like a little shrine. If I die, I'm expecting you to have a chair with two of my puppets and a an old t-shirt or something, maybe my bad shorts or something, sitting on a chair. And that's
okay.
What else do you have? Did you have any precious moments?
No.
Or any OMG moments?
No.
You did not like
this
episode
before.
Oh,
no, it was fine. I'd just seen it before, so I knew that they were all cheating with each other.
Oh, okay.
My OMG moment is really that Michael was also married and was also soliciting guys. That's a pretty good moment that I was not expecting.
He in his totality was my OMG moment when they showed his picture.
Yeah, his hair. And the photo with the snot running down his face and crying.
Yeah, so we should go straight into Fashion Police then because of his hair. Yeah.
Okay, Fashion Police. I loved Andrea. I thought she was going more towards a pink phase. Mm-hmm. She had a hot pink tank top and white pants. She just is just so perfect. I think the sister wore a lot of like animal prints, maybe?
No, the sister was in... Basically, all of the women were in blue the entire time. Hmm. All of them. And the only reason that Andrea's blue stuck it out to me was because Diane McKnight wore blue and had very blue eyes with her
Was that real? Her eyes were real color?
Here's what happened.
And so is contacts.
I was wondering if you would notice. Okay. She may have the kind of contacts that have a slight tint to them so you can see them when you put them in. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like they have a slight tint.
Yeah.
What she was doing, Kim of Queens does it on TLC, but you do a blue eyeliner that is the same color of your eye inside your eye rim. But what happens is if you're not watching in HD or if you are watching, it's one of the things, it basically makes it look like your eye color is bleeding into your lower eyelid. Does that make sense? So her eyes are, it's too much. It's
fuzzy. I sometimes do that. I sometimes wear blue eyeliner. Do I look freakish?
No. I think it works sometimes. It was a lot in this. I don't know if it was just maybe not up for TV, but I noticed away.
Her hair was such a startling red color
that
the eyes really popped too.
Yeah, it did.
Brightness.
Yeah.
She all was around.
And compared to Andrea's sort of toned down, subtle. Yes, it was a lot to see Diane with the color. And then Cindy also was sort of toned down. Cindy wasn't wearing red lipstick or doing anything, but Diane was going for it.
Right.
So I'm on Dateline. This is my makeup face. We're doing this.
I wish we had gotten to see Danielle.
Yeah, and then her horrible entrance into the courtroom in her prison oranges.
Forgot about
which
that.
Was with disheveled her hair, which was really bizarre. Greasy.
It was in huge
I didn't know what was going
chunks,
on.
Like matted.
How long had she been in prison? Because she got out on bond. So I don't even know when that was. Well,
but she was grinning way too much. Look at me. I'm so happy.
She really was. She's from ear to ear the whole time. It was very strange. Yeah. That was an odd situation. Okay. Do you have alternative? Did I miss anything before we go to alternative titles?
No, alternative theories.
Yes. Did you have any besides that it was
the
husband?
I do.
Okay. Oh, go.
So I think it's possible that Diane was also having an affair with Michael. I think she maybe met him when he came in to be the plumber and was like, I need to check your pipes. And she's like, I love having my pipes checked. And then he's like, I'm an idiot and 12 years old, so I'll go for that. And they started hooking up. And then he was like, I really got to get this guy out of the way, not just for Danielle, but for my new lover, Diane. Second theory, Michael's having an affair with the nurse, Trish/Martha/Pam, because he had been skulking around that building and she was a little lonely and they started hooking up, okay? He was just hooking up with everyone in that building.
Okay.
And I think he could have been saved that day, but I think that Pam/Trish/Martha could have maybe prevented it because she had some stake in the affair. Maybe Diane was having an affair with the nurse as well. Like a little love medicine.
But why are they trying to get Sam out of the picture? You didn't think this through.
Because they love Diane so much. Diane's red flaming hair is like a call to them and they got to do whatever they can to get her lover out of the way.
Oh my goodness.
Boom. Not bad.
And they're all
logical,
really good.
They all are fact-based.
Yeah, drop the mic. Should we just end it
they
now?
Makes sense.
Bye, everybody.
Don't watch alone. We did good. Okay.
Okay, did you have any alternative titles?
Yeah, I got one from at Yoga Champagne on Twitter. She said a little ditty about Sam and Diane.
Shut up. That was mine.
Yes.
Oh, what's her name?
Yoga Champagne. I like her.
I have it written down right here. Little ditty about Sam and Diane. Good job.
Yeah.
All right. You beat me to it.
My other title was Chills and Neck Hairs.
That's good. turn down the air conditioner.
Did you have any other ones?
I had Minor Threat, because his name was Michael Minor, even though you couldn't remember that his name was
Michael Myers. That's...
I tried. And then, yeah, I was trying to go with the Cheers thing, and I had, sometimes you want to go. And then I had Danielle's Not Glad You Came. That was my hilarious play on words.
That's good.
But yeah.
Oh, anyways, someone had one about last week online about her mugshot that looks like a deer stuck in headlights. And it was that face, Doe, D-O-E.
Oh, geez. That's great.
Right?
You got to be excited about that. That's a good pun.
Well, I was excited for you.
I'm excited. Oh, that's brilliant. Good job. I think of that? Okay. So Twitter.
Okay. Sweet lady. Sister says he was always doing for others. I'd say doing others, but hey, close enough. Middle is Martha. Cindy spends a lot of time in front of her kitchen window sipping tea.
As you do.
As you do. J-Mall. I'm sorry, but I don't believe Diane spends her days gazing into the sunset. See, everyone noticed the stupid B-roll footage.
It was really intense in this one. They could have filled that time with more information about Michael and his wife.
Bisexuality.
And his bisexuality. And his wife? Yeah. We could have learned more about that. Okay.
Music Duchess. No, he was not the one for Diane, as he was married. A lot of people really upset about the fact that she called him the one. Our new friend at Kimberly E, detective in mustard shirt with green pants in one scene, then green shirt with mustard tie in next. I didn't notice.
Yeah, he was. The detectives were really coordinating their outfits. It was greens and blues the whole time.
Really?
But they had to switch off. Yeah, they never matched. Yeah.
At KingJ323, tonight's Dateline brought to you by Ashley Madison, where you can cheat on your chubby firefighter husband with a crisscross-looking man.
He was. Make it jump. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. Parker Simpson at Parker's Writing. So, Michael looks normal. with a gif, of course, of someone being like, Will Richardson, one of our favorites, spinning_Will. Old people retire to Florida because it's God's waiting room. Everyone else is there because it's the devil's waiting room, too.
Wow.
I've never heard
that's
that.
Great.
Adam Swiderski, Sam, Diane, Michael Myers, it's the Cheers Halloween crossover fans have been craving. Parker Simpson has a picture of the crying mugshot with the snot. When your mom cancels your Xbox Live account.
Wow.
Adam Swiderski, the twist is going to be that Diane and Danielle switched bodies Freaky Friday style. Because they kept going, there's another twist. Dana San 88, part of me thought Sam's niece would be having an affair with one of them. A sure sign you've watched way too much Dateline. Kind of thought the same thing.
I thought the same thing.
Did you really?
I did, yeah.
Didn't we see one?
She's going to be a big part of this. Yeah.
Didn't we see one where like a niece kind of was getting hit on by the guy, but it wasn't the biological uncle. She was living with them because it was her aunt, but then the uncle started hitting on her and revealing that he wanted to have an affair
like
on
that.
The wife. And I got confused, and I for sure thought that the niece was part of it.
Yes, I remember that one. Yeah.
And then because I just went Adam Swiderski crazy. Florida, where they name their guns but don't capitalize the first letter of the name.
That's amazing.
It's a picture of the West Wing president, President Bartlett, with his head on his desk. He was a real stickler for grammar, President Bartlett.
Wow.
I know.
Adam Swiderski.
He seems to marry us, right? And come on the show.
Well, I'm more scared he's going to take my spot in this podcast. Mm. So I'm nervous about that.
Mm.
Yeah, don't say mm.
He is pretty good. Just saying.
Don't say
I'm just kidding. There's no replacing you.
Uh-huh.
Becca Bird. People, where does everyone have time to have affairs? I don't even have time to take a shower most days. Maybe they need more to do. Thinking like volunteer work, get a hobby, go ride your bike. How do they do that? I'm so tired all the time. I can't even do the dishes. Like, they're piled up. And these people are spying on each other.
Yeah,
they're
doing full surveillance. And she has a big job. She's the marketing director of a hospital. When is she doing
this? Where does this energy come from? Xanax? Yeah, maybe. Misty Marie 34, our friend on Twitter, said, maybe it's just me, but I always figured the Ashley Madison site to have more quality cheaters. You would be wrong, I think. Because I kind of thought so, too, because it sounds classy. Ashley Madison.
I thought so, too.
But look, we've seen now. Michael is on there. Crisscross.
Yeah.
Is on there.
Yeah.
So it's not, right? It is not.
It's not. Now we know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I thought it was. I always thought it was like for, you know, CEOs and whatnot.
Right.
It's not.
Right.
It's for people like Michael.
Right. BMBL Beeb. This has really gone downhill from that lovely sandcastle proposal. Oh, have the mighty have fallen. Okay. This 62 drum R5. Michael's got that Chris Kattan mango thing going on. You don't watch a lot of Saturday Night Live.
I know exactly who Mango is.
Do you? Okay, so someone else had another comparison. Veely is the one that was with Mary Kay Letourneau, and he had...
I don't remember.
Do you remember Mary Kay Letourneau?
Yes, but I don't... Who's the person that...
Veely, and that was her boyfriend. They got married. They're still married, I believe. Look up a picture. I think we could do some good casting, maybe.
Okay.
Was there a Chili's thing that I missed? Did they mention Chili's?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's where that Diane and Sam were on a date in Chili's, and that's
there
where Danielle confronted them with the... I'm the soon-to-be ex.
Yes, but you're the... Yeah. Okay. Because a lot of people commented. And Barbera said, okay, this whole thing is toxic and weird. Where do they find these people? And Rayford512 said, at Chili's. And then a couple people made some chili comments. Vanessa B said, man, I could go for some egg rolls from Chili's right now. So I totally missed the Chili's part. And my final tweet would be from Becca Bird. This episode of Dateline, sponsored by Valtrex. I really hope they were all having just super protective sex. Also, I don't want any of them procreating.
There were no babies involved in any of this. Nobody had children. No kids were hurt. I mean, yeah, I know. We got lucky on this one. Okay, I see what Veely looks like.
What do you think?
Yeah, that could be him. Yeah, we could do that.
Mm-hmm.
We can make that a case for that.
He often had hair that parted in the middle.
I need to go and read this case. This looks very...
Mary Kay Letourneau, this is a good case.
I forgot all about this.
Yeah, this is a good case.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Creepy. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Ugh.
So I did want to say, a few things in the news, which is not really news, it's just on Twitter, is...
Wait, what is it in?
It's all in the news.
Thank you.
We, I think on Twitter, as a collective group of Dateline fans, settled on Lean Queens for fans of Keith. And Keith tweeted that it was epic. His word. So he approves. And we already got Manx approval for the Manquettes.
Awesome.
I think Stephalita came up with all of these names, if I'm not mistaken. So then I said we have to move on to Andrea. So there's several choices, and I put a quiz up, like a poll thing, with some choices. So far, one of them's winning, and it is mine, and I'm pretty happy I came up with one of them.
What is it?
I want to participate. So one is just kind of dumb, and when that was the canning balls, I'm pretty embarrassed about it, actually. It was more of a joke. It was really more of a joke. The Andrea-holics was mine.
Okay.
The can-cans... which was really a play on Dateline's choice. Dateline tweeted us and said the can-dos.
Oh, I like that.
Which, I did not, and I kind of mocked them, and then I felt bad. I think they're mad at me now.
Why did you mock them? You don't mock Dateline.
I said, that's great. Let's just see what the fans have to say. And then I wrote back later and said, I'm sorry, that sounded condescending. Great answer.
You're horrible. I'm taking over Twitter for like a week, and I'm going to see how it goes with me doing Twitter.
That's fine.
I'm not going to know how to do things, but it's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other choice I had was the Andrea Adorers, which was a combination of Andrea Adorers, but combined into one.
Yeah, I get it.
Andrea Adorers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just want to make sure. So far, Andrea Holics is winning by a landslide.
Okay.
50% of the vote. So, but there's still 2 days left. So really anything can happen, guys.
Okay.
Just you got to get in there. Got to get in.
And we're sorry, Dateline NBC.
For mocking you.
Public You're apology. Lying. The can-dos I thought was great.
You did.
I did. True. The can-dos I thought was really cute. And I mm-hmm. want you to tweet that and tell them that Katie, the other half of this podcast, was upset because I think can-dos should have made the cut. Or canonize something. Canonize the library. All right, never mind. I'm going to be quiet.
I actually did have, I had the canning dates.
Oh.
I had the canonites.
Canadates.
Do you like those better? I could throw in those.
I like the candidates. The canning dates. Canning.
But then it sounds like you're canning dates.
No, but it doesn't. It sounds like candidate. It's a canning dates sounds like candidate.
Is it? Does it?
Yeah.
And then so get on Twitter, tell us what you think, find our poll, write it in the comments if you like one, and get it going.
Yeah, if you have one of your own, let us know.
We are not good at this. We are not professionals. Feel free to add some.
I am a professional pun person.
Oh, God.
I have a degree that I gave myself online.
In punning?
Yeah.
Okay.
From PUN University.
Oh my God.
You're welcome.
That's
I went to Penn State.
You know, I had other things to say. I just kind of just don't even want to
I'm in engage the right news.
Now. I'm just kind of want this whole thing to be over right now.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
We made some great friends online. I just wanted to say hi to them, but now I kind of don't because I don't want them to be part of this pun travesty right now.
It was really so sorry. Good. Everyone's going to love it. I'm leaving it all in.
Okay. So make sure you guys follow us on Twitter and Instagram, but most importantly, subscribe to us on iTunes and podcast platforms. Yeah, and leave us a review on iTunes, please, when you subscribe. Thank you. Don't watch alone, everybody. Watch Where Everybody Knows Your Name.
Oh.
God, I am off tune.
That was a good one.
Oh, my God.
That was brilliant.
Where Everybody Knows Your Name. Was that
dun,
better?
Dun, dun, dun. And we're always glad you came. Oh.
Until you get murdered.
Bye, everybody.
Norm. Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.